This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are going to start on this Wednesday with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who took a tour of the Boeing plant up in Everett, Washington today when the company announced it has made a deal to sell 300 new planes, sticker price $38 billion American dollars, to Chinese airlines. There is also a deal being made for Boeing to build its first factory over in China. This is, as so many things are in this global economy these days, a story about the rising Chinese middle class. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going with a look at travel as a rung on the economic ladder.
Economic mobility often translates into literal mobility.
Tourism, domestic tourism, is one of the fastest growing areas of the Chinese economy.
Nicholas Lardy is a China specialist at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The vast majority of the population is already very well fed, very well clothed. People are now spending their money on entertainment, recreation, tourism, health care, and education.
And the more the Chinese travel, the more planes the country needs. Kai Von Rumor covers aerospace for Cowen and Company.
It's the most important individual market in the world. It's about 20% of Boeing's production.
In addition to these 300 planes, Boeing will build a completion center in China, where low-skilled workers could install things like carpets or seats. Boeing's competitor, Airbus, already has facilities there. Richard Abulafia is an aviation analyst with the Thiel Group.
They're taking advantage of lower-cost labor. That's good for them. But most importantly, they're staying in the good graces of the Chinese Communist Party.
Abulafia cautions that in the past, building plants in China hasn't necessarily paid off with orders for planes, but it would be a visible sign of Boeing's commitment to the big, important Chinese market, even if much of the actual construction doesn't take place there. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.